You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'm right back at it. Monday night on The Fan in New York. It's not hot outside. It's not nice outside. We don't have games on tonight. So I guess you're stuck with me. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan, another 5-hour KM to AM. I know you want to talk about Jason Kidd and the Knicks. I will. My guy Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, who had a report out there on it. Yeah, he's going to join us at 8. And then, of course, we'll talk about your Make It Happen Mets. The Metropolitan sweep the Rockies. They're doing it. Pete Alonso, never leave us. Juan Soto loves being a Met. Yeah, we'll get to that with Jim Duquette around 9 o'clock, but allow me to start here. Allow me to talk to the Yankee universe, you know. And let me start by saying the start of this season has been very fun. The pivot has worked better than expected. The Yankees are in first place. You know, they have the best player in baseball. He's Babe Ruth-like. We don't even know. We do know exactly what we're seeing with the captain. And they have a front runner for the AL Cy Young and a handful of other really good players and some good players coming on the way. But you know what? Baseball is going to baseball. It's now the second week of June. It's not early anymore. No one can call the fan and say, well, it's early. No, it's not early anymore, so adjustments need to be made. And you got to hit refresh. How many times do I say we got to hit refresh on our information? You got to hit refresh on your information and realize what you saw in late March, April, and May need to be adjusted. So, you know, I'm just putting that out there. Like, I know where the Yankees are right now. I'm happy with the team and some things, but we're going to complain tonight. You know, the Yankees are off tonight, so this is what we do. Complain about the team, the front office, the manager, the stadium sounds, concessions at the stadium. We'll complain about the rivalry between the Red Sox. That's our long national pastime, complaining about the New York Yankees during the Yankees season. 888-808-1019. And, you know, it's not going to change anything. The Yankees are selling hella tickets. June 16th through 22nd, we'll be right back there, happy, ready to go, thinking we're going to sweep and win all those games, waiting to hear Frank Sinatra and sing it walking out the stadium at the end. But that didn't happen back-to-back games at the stadium. And I didn't go last night. I was fighting a little bit of a cold, fighting to stay awake. And around 10 o'clock, I just fell asleep knowing that they weren't about to come back and win that game. And what happened? The Red Sox, doop-doop, doop-doop, they added on. And as much as I'm hearing about there not being a rivalry and this doesn't matter, it does matter. Because I think the Yankees just gave the Red Sox a little life. Excuse me, the Dead Sox a little life. Like, now they've called up their number one prospect, Roman Anthony, who hit a 500-foot bomb. Now they've got their quote-unquote big three in the lineup tonight. And you know what they're setting up for? See you next weekend, this upcoming weekend. See you in Beantown for Act Two. So now, after they beat you in Yankee Stadium, which you know their manager, Alex Cora, he gets up for that. This guy was pumped for that. He was so pumped to be in Yankee Stadium this weekend because it was also the Puerto Rican National Parade. Good for him. But, like, this guy's got a hard-on about facing the Yankees all the time. He was popping champagne in 2023 when they swept us. The rivalry is not dead. I don't know who deems it to be dead, but there's always little things, whether it's the universe or the baseball gods, or I don't know, right? I bet it meant something for Carlos Narvaez, who took Rodon deep, and after that, I'm like, come on, man, you know? That guy who was in the Yankee system for 9 years, that guy who we didn't think much of, Yankees don't think much of any catcher. We just let the Marlins have a catcher, the Mets can have a catcher, the Reds can have a catcher. We just send our guys anywhere, whatever. I bet it meant something for him. And you know what? Specifically last night on Sunday Night Baseball, and we were due for a loss on Sunday Night Baseball, folks. America needed it. America hates the Yankees. They needed to see the Yankees lose. The Yankees lose because we beat the Dodgers. We beat the Mets, both on Sunday Night Baseball. So, okay. Going into that game, I was on yesterday, a little Sunday sauce on the fan. And I knew about the quote because of what Jazz Chisholm put out there. I didn't care for or know this rookie Hunter Dobbins at all. I didn't care. I'm not following the Red Sox farm system. I'll now see these guys come up now, and I'm sure we're going to know all of them, from Christian Campbell to Marcelo Mayer, and I'm sure there's more guys on the way. That's another reason why this rivalry is going to be alive and well, because our NYY young boys, our Baby Bombers 2.0, yeah, they're going to have to deal with those young kids up in Boston. But this young kid, Hunter Dobbins, the ball's on this kid. He took Ken Griffey's quote bar for bar. I didn't even realize that's who he was quoting, because it just sounds preposterous coming from a rookie. Ken Griffey Jr. can say it. And Ken Griffey Jr. had a legit reason, from his pops being a Yankee. And if you know the story of what went on with Greg Nettles and everything else, whatever. But this Hunter Dobbins comes out and says, I hate the Yankees. I would rather retire than play for them. And then we learn that his pops told him that. And the Yankees' job was to humble him, which Judge did. Boop, smacked him. The silencer. Heard you were talking, heard you were popping a little. Okay, be quiet. Let me quiet that down. First pitch, you try to challenge me. And the kid said, I hope I'm fired up. I hope my velocity's up. And I said on the fan yesterday, yeah, you could throw it hard. It's going to get hit hard. And it went out. Good, good start. But you're supposed to humble that man and send his pops to bed upset, mad on a Sunday night. And the Yankees couldn't do it. But you know what? It's because the Yankees a lot of times play these games with themselves in the regular season, with their analytics, with their scheduled rest, and their scripts. And then they lack the ability to go off script. Hey, this is the plan. This is the bullpen budget. This is the lane for this guy. This is how many innings we've got to get out of our starters. This is whose day it is in the outfield. This is the matchup we like against this pitcher. Here's the matchup we don't like. Up, Jazz just comes back. They cool Jazz all the way off. Jazz was in Somerset with the Patriots a week ago, but he comes back from the oblique. I get it. Kid gloves, but he's a 27-year-old freak athlete. He comes back super hot, and you got to cool him off as if he's 37 years old. As if he's DJ, which we'll get to DJ in a minute. We have to kind of back off DJ a bit instead of saying he's washed. I know, myself included, I called him the washing machine. No, La Machina lives. He's still got something in there because he's healthy. You know, they're treating Jazz like he's Paul Goldschmidt, or I don't know. He's a young guy. I think you got to change plans a bit. When Volpe is hit by pitch, you cannot decide that Jazz's scheduled rest and Volpe's need for a day, they both come out of the lineup at the same time because they both come out of the infield at the same time. I'm not doing that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But in the rivalry. In baseball now, we play everybody. Do it on the road against the Royals. Do it next week against the Anaheim Angels or so. I'm not doing that in the rivalry because little things go on in the rivalry. These games are always long. Some guys shine. It's just always something. It's still very much a rivalry. And you know what? I look at Aaron Boone, and I know you're going to call and criticize Aaron Boone, and he's not above reproach. Like, we're talking nonstop about Tom Thibodeau losing his job in the same city. Also in the same city, we have a group with the Giants who embarrassed every single Giant fan and player in the history last year. They're safe. We can talk a little bit about Aaron Boone. And we're going to talk about Aaron Boone because it's not just the decisions that are being made this season, right? Tom Thibodeau got fired losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boone lost in the World Series last year. And there's moves that we talk about every day since that if things went differently, maybe this could have happened. Maybe this should have happened. And so that is going to follow it. Even though he's safe, he's got a contract extension and he's good. Yo, your job this year is to manage this team to a World Series victory. Nothing short of it. So fans are going to be hypercritical on everything from lineup construction to pulling your starters to who you bring out of the pen and their usage day to day as well as in game. These Yankee fans, people want to paint with a bad name and say they're this and they're that. They're throwing chicken buckets on the field. Don't do that. Don't throw the chicken. Like that's the type of thing you see in the rivalry. The famous chicken bucket. Someone threw one on the field. How? If you see one of your friends going to throw his chicken bucket, you're going to knock his arm down. You waste $30 like that and you're going to delay the game. But anyway, with the Yankees, man, I'm okay. Like I understand where they are. But we're going to vent a little bit tonight about some starting pitching problems. And when you think about it, right, Gerrit Cole was supposed to be on this team. Luis Gil was supposed to be on this team. Every series, you're not going to get Max Fried. And you know what? As much as we started to praise Carlos Rodon, he was due for a clunker. He was due to revert back in a big spot, a rubber match against a rival on the main stage. You got to know that. You got to know that. And yes, here we are losing that series. And when you look at the Yankees, you know, losing to the Dodgers, when you look at the Yankees, you know, going back to Boston next week, you can't lose those series. And you do have some help on the way. But also, I get it, right? The bullpen is shaky right now because Weaver is hurt. And you can't pitch Devin Williams just anywhere. I was saying this a month or two ago. It's hard to pitch him in Yankee Stadium. You bring him in, there's moans and groans. If he's not perfect, the fans turn on him. I don't know what the hell is going on with Jonathan Loaisiga now. He's home run derby. Fernando Cruz was on the IL, came back, hasn't been exactly the same. Ian Hamilton, for me, I look at Ian Hamilton as a guy that doesn't want to be in there so much so he doesn't even want to be on camera. He won't even make eye contact. You won't even see his face. You just see the top of his Yankee hat. And so moves have to be made. Decisions have to be made. Guys got to be hurried back, and things have to take shape in a different way, or you're going to get got by a Boston team that was dead. They were dead in the water. They were the Dead Sox. Their own fans were questioning a lot of things going on over there. And this series with the New York Yankees, I think, gave them a little bit of life. It gave their fans a little bit of something to rally on in June, where we're not done yet. We don't know who is who and what is what yet. 888-808-1019. Like I said, they're celebrating now. They've got a big three. Their young prospects are up. And they're thinking that, you know, we beat the Yankees. They're going to come here Father's Day weekend. We're going to beat them again. This is the most hype they've had up there in Boston in a while. Definitely with this new regime, this new era, you know, since they last won a World Series, they're hyped about these young kids coming up. And the Yankees gave them the runway to set all this up. And you didn't have to. Step on their throats. I mean, you barely beat them Friday, but then Saturday you take your foot off the gas, and then Friday you, and that's the thing that pisses you off too as a Yankee fan. They scored so many runs in the series. 9, 7, 7. That's enough to win. But you got to make some better decisions. You got to have some quicker hooks, and you got to be able to go off script. It can't just always be, this is the bullpen budget, here's who's available. Oh, this guy threw yesterday. To me, if you only throw single-digit pitches the day before, you got to be available the next day. This is Major League Baseball. It's the New York Yankees, and they're missing some pieces. So 888-808-1019. We'll complain for a little bit, not the whole night. I just felt like that was needed after losing a series to the Boston Red Sox, where you got Mets fans telling you, they're not your rival, we're your rival. Look at us. Notice me over here. Because, you know, the Mets swept the Rockies as they're supposed to do, scored 100 runs on them yesterday. So I was like, yo, just enjoy that, handle that. We'll get to the Mets later. I want to hear from some Yankee fans. Tell me what you felt, what you thought. If you went to the stadium, if you watched these games, they were disappointing. You win the first game, mathematically, that gives you a better shot, right? I know we say that a lot about the Yankees, too, losing the second game and setting up the rubber match. But I feel like they conceded the second loss. And I feel like last night it was just like, well, you know, you get a Judge performance like that. And I mean, you get a DJ homer, and you can't lose games like that. You get those type of performances, you can't lose games like that. Rodon's got to be better, and some decisions got to be better with the bullpen. But all in all, I get it. I get it. The Yankees are in first place. They have one of the best players we've ever seen. You know, they're one of the top teams in baseball. Everything is still on the table for them. But, you know, they should have 40 wins, and they should have won that series against the Boston Red Sox, who were struggling. And now you breathe life into these guys. You got to see them next week. So what happens? You lose to them next week. All is not lost, but hey, a sense of urgency is needed, man. Just, you know, take some of these games serious, because we do. We get it. We know that this regular season is not going to change anything in the grand scheme of things. But as fans, like, we're paying top dollar for these premium series. We're making plans with friends and family to get to the ballpark, to show up and pack the place. And, you know, we want to be proud about beating the Red Sox. Like, it still means something to me. That Hunter Dobbins thing rubbed me the wrong way. Like, you know, I just think this kid came in the Yankee Stadium, and, yeah, no, the fans didn't really boo him and didn't know anything about it. But it's the Yankees' job, right? Jazz, you talked about free smoke. Completely cool Jazz off. Jazz made an error on Sunday Night Baseball, mic'd up. Like, man, mic up Judge in the outfield. Like, I could complain about this stuff all day. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll hit the Yankees first. Again, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson will join me at 8 p.m. to talk about Jason Kidd. This might be a real thing, or maybe not. Also, Jim Duquette at 9 to talk Mets and a little Yankees. This is a 5-hour KM to AM. You've got me till midnight. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.